Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group, Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com, or you can call him right now at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
We do Investing Simplified.
Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Portland, Oregon's longest-running live financial show with a financial advisor, state planning attorney, and a CPA. And in the studio with me today is Kevin Zdegi with the Baker Colson CPA firm.
Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Kevin. And Carl Jepson with the Warren Allen Law Firm.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Carl. And I'm Chuck Price with the Price Financial Group Wealth Management Firm, and we do investing on fee-based business. And if you have a question, this program is designed for you, the public. It's an educational program to give you information that you may not be able to get, or you might have to pay for it in some cases. But to give you information and knowledge, because knowledge is power. I don't care whether it's in estate planning or it's tax planning or investing. If you have the knowledge and you know what to do, you can take advantage of it. If you don't, you won't. So give us a call, 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626, or toll free, 800-990-0750. And by the way, those on the web can listen to us at Freedom970.com. We're in the process of working out a system with, and this is way tech over my head, but my person who handles my website and the radio station, we're in the process of going to be able to hook up a system where you'll actually, if you're too shy to call in, you'll actually be able to text us a message or to email us a message. It'll appear on our screen here in the studio, and we'll be able to answer it on the air to you. So that's coming, and we should have that in the next 30 days. So it'll be another thing we'll have to follow up on and do. But it'll be a great way for you people out there who are maybe long distance, who don't want to call or are too shy to use your voice over the phone, although nobody's going to know who you are. You'll be able to text it and ask the question without any identity.
Yeah, that's like the old dragnet thing. You know, the stories are true, but the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
That's right. Nothing but the facts, ma'am. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so it'll give you an opportunity to interact with us. And then, listen, I got to tell you, there's a lot of things going on in the economy. It looks like the political race, there's more people jumping in on the Democratic side, thank goodness. And we've got a smorgasbord on the Republican side. So who's going to end up being the two, we'll find out. It'll be interesting. But I think there's a lot going on in the economy. The market got a real readjustment this week on the negative side, and kind of took a step back. I still do not think, nobody knows when the market's going to take a big correction. Nobody knows the timing of it. The thing you can look at is the flow and what's going on. And with the volatility, it's got to tell you something, because it is very, very volatile right now. It seems to move on, to me, it moves on illogicalness. You know, if you get a bad report, a bad earnings report, the market goes up. You get a good earnings report, the market goes down. That doesn't make sense. In any logical sense of the word, everything's kind of upside down right now. And so you really got to look at this. And if you're a long-term planner, if you're a young person and you're dollar cost averaging into the market, this is the best of times, because volatility allows you on a monthly basis, putting into your 401k plan, if you got a long time to go, you're going to buy some cheaper dollars. Because even if it goes down, if the market goes down, then you want to increase your deposits into your 401k to ride that market up if you have the time. If you don't have the time, volatility is a killer, particularly when you retire and you pull the trigger and you start living off your investments instead of off your job. There's a big, big difference. And so that's why you got to watch volatility. We ran a graph that I'm going to put in my newsletter. And if you're not signed up for my newsletter, I really suggest you go to pfgwm.com and sign up, because Monday we're going to send out a newsletter, and I'm going to put in there a graph that we ran that shows the S&P adjusted for inflation and taxes. And if you look at it from 1999 to 2015, it's not made any money. It's flat. And I've been saying this for a long time and going over the market correction, but it's not a pretty picture if you look at it in a graph. If you're just looking at your statement, a lot of people get confused about this. They say, well, you know, I've been making money in my 401k plan because I've been putting money to it. And yes, you have, because you've been buying cheaper and cheaper, and then it rides back up, and you're making money off that money. But I'm going to tell you something. All the money you had in cash in your 401k plan in 1999 till right now hasn't made any money, the principal. All the deposits you've been putting in, some of those have been making some money, and some have been losing money, but most have been making money because of the volatility.
A decade and a half.
Yeah. It's kind of alarming, isn't it?
Well, speaking of volatility, Chuck, I saw a real brief article from Andy Friedman of the Washington Update. Did you see this that came out last week? He said that he thought that in this coming fall, there was going to be what he called some forcing events, and a lot of it on the political spectrum. In Congress, that in the month of September, they're going to have to try to figure out raising the debt ceiling, government funding, tax extenders, and highway funding. And that just those four things combined in Congress, all the back and forth and fighting and stuff, is going to create some of that volatility, which, of course, as you've indicated, is, you know, an investing opportunity potentially.
Yeah, I think it will be. And I think one of the problems we got in our government is they've got to quit spending money like a drunken sailor, because, there has to be an end to the spending. You can't keep paying money that you don't have. It's going to end up catching up with you. And the government is got a time bomb without a plan. Now, if they had a business plan, I'd like to know what it is. I haven't heard it yet. I haven't heard any kind of business. And the only way we're going to get out of this, the only way we're going to get out of it, is we have to grow the economy. And the fact is, the economy has been flat. And this is not a shot at Obama or Bush or Clinton, but the fact is, if you go, just like the graph shows, since 99, Bill Clinton was in office, since 99, we've had a flat economy. That takes right through Clinton, that takes right through Bush, and takes right through Obama. So, you know, we're an equal opportunity program, and all three have to take a look at that and say, hey, it sucks, because it does. And so, you know, whether you're political or not, I think the one thing every American citizen needs to start realizing, there is a war going on. The war is between you and me, the individual taxpayers, and the people who work for a living, and our government on the way they take our money and spend it and misuse it. There is a war going on, and we need to make them accountable for it. The only way, unfortunately, you can make them accountable for it is when you go vote. Take them out of office. I don't think there's one politician I can name, and if you can tell me there is one, please call and let me know. I can't think of one politician that has earned re-election in Oregon or Washington or in the federal government. Not one. Because every one of them can spend our money till hell freezes over, and they just keep doing it. And there seems to be no accountability at all. One of the things, too, I'm going to give a little kudos here to Carl. You and I know Janelle Markovich pretty well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Propel. And as I talk about in my book, The Financial Doctor, I believe very strongly in bringing in people who know what they're doing. And one of my clients came to me and told me that his fire insurance had been canceled and everything, and I don't do that, but I know somebody who does. And I got a hold of Janelle Markovich at Propel Insurance, and her team got together and went and helped this client of mine, and they got him insurance because his insurance company was canceling him. And I called her. Now, I didn't do it, but she did, and I certainly thank her for it. And my client stopped by the other day, and told me how appreciative he was that they were able to help him get insurance on his house. And it was a snafu that the company that he currently had went and took pictures of his house before he replaced the roof. They were canceling his insurance because he didn't have a new roof, which is kind of, I almost think they kind of run like the government. You know, we'd wrote letters to him. I helped him write a letter to him and contact him. We called him, told him he had changed it. They didn't care. They wanted him to get up on the roof. Well, he's 80 years old. Well, he's in his mid-70s. They want him to get up on the roof, take pictures of it, and send it to him. I said, that's insane. Why would he do that? You know, what, he gets on the roof, what if he falls off? So we sent him to another company, and Propel Insurance, kudos to them. They went out, they took pictures of it, they took care of it, got him coverage, and he's very happy. And Janelle, if you're listening to us, thank you very much for your help. And that's what I mean by a financial doctor. Your advisor should be giving you people who help you in certain areas that they can't handle. I'm currently working with some clients on long-term care with Rick Demick. Rick Demick is an expert in long-term care, and I use Rick all the time. And because I know he knows what's going on in the long-term care area, there's no way I can keep up on all of that stuff. You just can't do it. And speaking about that and speaking about taxes, and one of the things I'm going to shoot out there to all you seniors, there are 10,000 people turning 65 every day. That means 10,000 people get the joy and the excitement of now being on Medicare. And I got to tell you, Medicare is broke. Not only that, Medicare changed the rules last year. I've got certain medical things that I get through my doctor, and we discovered, when my doctor even discovered, because he was not aware of it, that I have to go retest every year in order to get my medical stuff that I need. According to Medicare now, I have to retest. Something I've had for 10 years, has never had to retest before, but now because of the new regulations of Medicare, we have to do a new evaluation. So I got to spend money to go get another exam. My doctor's got to take the time, give me an exam for something that he knows I have, that I know I have, to get the medical devices I need so I can get them through Medicare. How insane is that? So thank you, federal government. You know, I mean, why don't they just make this simple? You get your medical expense, you go to your doctor, they pay a portion of it, you pay a portion of it. Let's just make it like major medical used to be and make it very simple. But I guess simple and government never shall meet. Well, listen, I'm going to give you a quick stock report here before I take a quick break. And I'm just going to go right to the bottom line here. I'm going to take the Dow Jones closed at 18,010.68 on Friday. If we go back and look at 12/31/99, the Dow Jones closed at 18,010.68. If we go back and look at the Dow on 12/31/99, it closed at 11,497. So in 14 years and 5 months, the Dow Jones has a 3.93% per year rate. The S&P closed at 2,107.39 on Friday. And if we go back to 12/31/99, the S&P closed at 1,469.25. That's up 43.43% for 14 years and 5 months. However, that's a 3.01% return. So I'm telling you what, if you think your money in the market and you're buying an index fund and you think you're going to beat the markets, good luck. It's not happening. You're listening to Investing Simplified. If you've got a question, pick up the phone, give us a call. There is no foolish question when it comes to your money, your estate plan, or your tax bill, because all those you get obligated for. Give us a call, 503-417-7626. We'll be right back with Carl's comments.
How often do you have a checkup? Annually? Only when you're not feeling your best? Or are you one who waits until there is an emergency condition? High blood pressure, rapid pulse, or sleepless nights could be the result of your investment portfolio or no estate plan. But there is a specialist ready to offer you a checkup on your financial health.
Hey, Gene, Dr. Price. Paging Dr. Price.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor and author of Investing Simplified, is offering you a free financial checkup. Whether you're asking for a second opinion, a complete financial physical, or investment stress test, Chuck Price, the financial doctor, can help diagnose your money ailments and prescribe a prudent path towards healthy investments and peace of mind. Call 503-253-3000 to schedule your financial checkup or on the web at pfgwm.com. That's pfgwm.com. You'll feel better.
We do Investing Simplified.
When you have questions about your health, you go to a doctor, right? But when it comes to your financial health, like what investments will give you the best return, why are you talking to your spouse's cousin Lou? You need Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Chuck Price knows investing is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about what's best for your financial health. Sure, investing can be complex, but like your medical doctor, Chuck Price makes the complex simple, so you understand exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. Sign up for our free newsletter and see our free videos at AskTheFinancialDoctor.com or call 503-253-3000 and make an appointment for a free financial checkup. We'll give you the facts and our honest advice. Then make your own decision. Nothing against your spouse's cousin Lou, but we've been helping people for over 40 years.
We do Investing Simplified.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Call 503-253-3000.
When your legal rights and responsibilities are involved, you need attorneys you can trust. The attorneys at the Warren Allen Law Firm offer you solid legal advice and exceptional service. We practice in nearly all areas of law. We can help you with your legal needs, including wills, trusts, probate, contracts, real estate, construction, landlord rights, business, personal injury, divorce, bankruptcy, and civil litigation. The Warren Allen Law Firm has represented individuals and businesses for over three decades, and its nine attorneys have more than 200 years of combined experience practicing law. By combining experience and knowledge with individualized attention and prompt service, Warren Allen is the law firm to rely on when you are in need of legal representation. We are conveniently located at 850 Northeast 122nd Avenue near the I-205 and I-84 interchange. I'm Carl Jepson, partner with the Warren Allen Law Firm, and I invite you to contact us at 503-255-8795 or on the web at warrenallen.com.
Got a legal question? Coming up is Carl Jepson, estate planning attorney and partner of the Warren Allen Law Firm, with Carl's comments. You can call Carl at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Here's Carl Jepson.
All right, send lawyers, guns, and money.
Well, good morning. This is Carl Jepson with the Investing Simplified program, and I am with the Warren Allen Law Firm. And it's time for Carl's comments. And since Chuck was a little bit political today, I thought I'd join him. I usually don't do anything political, but this is almost apolitical because it's such a great idea that it, you know, both Democrats and Libertarians and Republicans and anybody else ought to think this is a good idea. So here's the comment. Durable powers of attorney. Not worth the paper they are printed on. Why the law needs to be changed. So let's talk about powers of attorney. We all know, if you've been listening to my show, that a power of attorney is a way of giving legal authority to someone else. Kind of think of it this way. If you give someone, if your legal rights and authorities are a pair of shoes, you are giving your pair of shoes to somebody else to walk around in. So in other words, it allows some third person, usually it's a close relative or somebody like that, to go and manage your financial and property affairs. That's what a durable power of attorney is. The word durable means that it survives your incapacity, which means that if you have a stroke or something like that, the power of attorney that you did a month ago or a year ago allows that person to go ahead and still manage your affairs. That's an important feature of a durable power of attorney. In the old days, a durable power of the powers of attorney were actually revoked by incapacity. But I see that we have a question.
Looks like Jack has a question about Harry Dent. Jack, are you there?
Yeah, I am, sir.
Yes.
My question is this: I listened with great interest when he was on your program several weeks ago. And also went out and went online, got some more information, also read his book. I'm curious if you subscribe to all that he's suggesting, like, for example, ultimately a 6,000 Dow.
Well, I pretty much do agree with a lot of his analysis. I've been a Harry Dennett follower since about 1985. Yeah, and so I followed Harry for a long time and actually built my practice in the 90s on doing Harry Dent's Great Boom Ahead seminar during the 90s. I used to do seminars on that all the time, and he nailed it. You know, he nailed what was going to happen in the 90s. And I think we are going to have a major correction in the market. I think there's just too much debt on the federal government side. The thing I don't subscribe to, there's another book out called Aftershock. Have you read that book?
No, sir.
Okay, you ought to read Aftershock, because Aftershock is guys who actually predicted the crash of 2008, 2 years before. They totally nailed it. They were the only economists, including Harry, because Harry didn't nail it either. They were the only economists who predicted in 2006 exactly what was going to happen in 2008. They totally nailed it. But they've done a follow-up book where they're talking about a total collapse of our economy and the dollar. And I disagree with that, and Harry does too. He doesn't think we're gonna cease to exist as a country or anything like that. But I think Harry's got a lot of valid points.
He's looking for a much stronger dollar, I believe.
That's correct. And the reason why is...
He doesn't have faith in gold and silver at all. He just has mostly in the U.S. dollar.
That's exactly correct, and what Harry's saying is that when the stuff hits the fan and Europe falls, the euro and China, what people are going to do that have wealth are going to bring money to the United States, because we may be the best of the worst, but
right.
We are the best of the worst, and they'll bring their money here, and that will help our country. Bringing in those other funds. You know, people forget we only represent something like 4 to 5% of the world's population. There's a lot of other people out there and a lot of other money that we don't have. So one of the things in a crisis like that is people will bring their money to the United States, and foreigners will invest their money in the United States, which will help our government survive a long-term recession. And I happen to agree with Harry on that. I think we're going to have a major correction in the market. And I think this time's going to be a 7 to 9 year recovery instead of a 5.5 to 6 year recovery.
What? Yeah, that would be some devastation.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, and Jack, I'm really glad you called today and asked this question. And in fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have Harry back on, so you can call and talk to Harry if you want.
But
I'll tell you one thing. I think it's a great opportunity. If you're an investor and you're aware of this, and you have a strategy, and it's what we tell all of our clients, we have a strategy of avoiding the big dip in the market and then being able to take advantage of it. This is a great opportunity. It's a great buying opportunity if you know it's coming. So I look at it, and not the negative side. I look at the positive side and say, look, if you're aware it's coming, take advantage of it. If you're not aware of it...
There's a potential buying opportunity.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, the buying, you know, the great prophets in Wall Street say buy low and sell high, but no one seems to know how to do that.
Well, you're exactly correct.
Emotions are strong.
Yeah, you nailed it, Jack. Most people do just the opposite. They're buying high and they're selling low.
Right. Well, I think people like to feel assured. They and everybody, you know, they follow the herd instinct. And obviously the stocks are going higher, and then you're buying probably at the wrong time because ultimately they're exhausted on the upside.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I just think that right now there's too many people trying to squeeze dollars out of an economy that is not there. And this is not to take a shot at Cramer, although I am, and I don't know if you ever see Cramer on MSN News, but I always am really leery when Cramer's saying the market's going to take off to new heights and going to go like crazy, because he's the guy that was telling everybody to buy Lehman Brothers the day before they collapsed.
Well, you also might remember Lehman Brothers, and you're also speaking to one of many victims of the bonds of Lehman Brothers. But you also might remember that S&P and Moody's class, rated class A, the day of their bankruptcy.
That's correct.
Put an A on them the day of the bankruptcy.
Yep. Yeah. A lot of the rating organizations totally missed it. Absolutely. And that's why we also had, I'm sorry. No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that also you had a Secretary of the Treasury that came from Lehman Brothers that cost his country billions and billions and billions of dollars by allowing Lehman to go under the way it did. And then, of course, you saw progression all the way through Washington Mutual and on, all the cards fell.
Yep.
And I think you could point right to that former Secretary of the Treasury.
Well, Jack, you and I are on the same page, my friend. I agree with you exactly 100%, and I stop by and I'll give you a cup of coffee at the office.
I enjoy your program very much.
Well, thank you.
It's a valuable service, you and your colleagues. So, anyway, thank you for your time, sir. I really appreciate it, Jack.
Appreciate the call. Very good call. Thank you very much. That was a great call, folks. And I don't know Jack personally, but I love the call. I thought Jack had a great question there, and I certainly agree 100% with his comments. And so we're going to get back to Carl's comments.
Okay. Well, that's a little bit more mundane. But anyway, we all know what a durable power of attorney is and how it works. So why is this all important? Well, some of the things we've been talking about, there's very much an aging population. The demographics are getting older. And as we grow older, as much as we hate to think about it, many of us will become incapacitated. I know that there are some of my partners who probably think I'm already incapacitated. But nonetheless, it's one of those things that we don't want to think about, but it does happen to folks. And when that happens, people don't make good judgments and they don't manage their own financial affairs very well. And then there's another issue that comes up, and that's financial elder abuse. It becomes easier and easier. So you need somebody to, kind of stand in for you, to protect you from those kinds of things. And this in turn gives rise to a need for more court-appointed conservators, which are glutting the probate courts. And that's not going to change, and you're not going to have a whole lot more court people to help them out. So that's going to be more difficult and time-consuming and expensive and all of those things. So it all is really a very difficult problem. The real problem, however, is that the durable power of attorney is supposed to help you with that. It's supposed to allow someone to manage your stuff when you're incapacitated. Well, unfortunately, because of the elder abuse, financial institutions are not only reluctant, in many cases, they're just flat unwilling to honor a valid power of attorney. And they'll look for every way they can not to validate that power of attorney. So this frustrates the clients. It frustrates the agent, the person who has the power of attorney. And it frustrates us attorneys who prepare these things and then find out that the bank says no. It's very, very hard to do. So here's what I propose, but I appreciate the fact. I used to just rail against the banks, but I'm not going to do that today. What I'm going to say is, part of it is the fault of the system itself, and the society that allows these things to happen. But nonetheless, here's what I'm thinking we ought to do. So we need a change in the law. First of all, we need to have an electronic registry for durable powers of attorney, and What we should have is a power of attorney that has to be prepared by a lawyer. I know those of you who want to go on the line and get your thing, but I'm saying this is a good protection for everybody. It ought to have to be prepared. I'm not trying to make any extra money for us lawyers. The last thing I need to do is to have to, register a power of attorney online. But nonetheless, I think it's a good idea. Require that the lawyer prepare it and that the lawyer certify that he's conducted a sufficient due diligence examination of the person giving the power of attorney, that he at least is satisfied that that person is competent and that that person is not under undue influence or it's not a kind of a fraud. Number two, that anyone who accepts the power of attorney, can go on, like the bank, they can go online, they can look to see if this is a good power of attorney, and then they can talk to the person and they could make them verify that they are in fact the person who is named in that power of attorney. And that would be easy enough by requiring that the power of attorney have certain identifying things in it. And so by doing that, then if they do that and they verify that this is a good power of attorney, then they're released from any liability if it turns out to be false. Now, here's why that will work well. Partly because, but the other, the flip side of that is, if they can go online and get that power of attorney, and it is valid, it's registered the way it's supposed to be, then they can't turn you down. They can't say no. Now, and if they do say no, the financial institution should be obligated to pay for the cost of the conservatorship that will otherwise result, because the other person can't do their business. So I think that way, at least it makes the banks accountable, it makes the people accountable, makes the lawyers accountable, and it gives a remedy, a quick remedy, where right now there is none. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten a call from a client whose elderly person is really sick, and they've had this power of attorney. They've had it for 2 or 3 years. Person had a stroke. They need to get into the bank to pay the bills. And the bank says, I'm sorry, we don't accept powers of attorney. You know, and you try to talk to them, and they go, sorry, not going to do it. Every now and then, I'm able to persuade, threaten, and cajole them into doing it. But a lot of times, they just say no, and everybody just is all bent out of shape. But if they had this registry, they could go in, check it out. Okay, they're off the hook. Give them the money, and we're done. That may not be perfect, but it's a start. It would be at least help both sides. It helps the bank because they can feel secure in doing what they want to do, and it helps the agent because it makes sure that they go through at least some kind of vetting before they become an agent. And finally, it puts it in a situation where so if someone shows up with the bookstore, you know, scribbled out thing, and they present it to the bank can go online and say, that's not your power of attorney. That's not going to count.
You know, Carl, the other thing it would do is it would prevent that rule about the date, how long a power of attorney is, the HIPAA law,
yeah,
which really messes up a lot of things.
It does.
A lot of times.
Well, and not only that, but you know, there's actually a statute in Oregon about a financial power of attorney that says that you may not refuse to accept a financial power of attorney if just on the basis of its age. Which is kind of stupid when you think about it, because the whole idea is that you create the durable power of attorney so that if you become incapacitated in the future, you know, well, but unfortunately the banks say, no, we won't do it. It's too old. And they still do it. They do it to this very day. So this would, I think, give something that would work for everybody. I'm sure it has some flaws in it. I'd welcome anybody's comments on it. It's just a thought but it's one of my big frustrations. And while you're thinking about that, having your cup of coffee, why don't you take a break? We're going to take one. And come back with us and get your questions ready and call us at 417-7626 or 800-990-0750. This is Investing Simplified.
We do Investing Simplified.
Hi, everybody. Chuck Price, the financial doctor here. If you're between ages 58 and 68, choosing Social Security benefits at the right time is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You get one chance to get it right. After 12 months, there are no do-overs. 74% of Americans receive reduced benefits. Get your free report on 44 Social Security secrets at pfgwm.com. Social Security is often one of the largest and most mismanaged assets in your retirement income plan. Claiming benefits sounds easy. So is leaving up to $250,000 of your money with the government, or reducing your benefits up to 76% over your life expectancy. For this vital information, go online to pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
We do Investing Simplified.
Let's face it, the rules of retirement have changed. What we were told to do just a few years ago now seems like a pipe dream. Hi, this is Michael Burnett for Chuck Price, owner of Price Financial Group Wealth Management. You know the drill. Be a loyal employee. You'll get a pension. Your home will be worth 10 to 20 times what you paid for it when you retire. So how's that working for you? Call Chuck Price right now. He's located right here in Portland. Featured expert on Investing Simplified on AM 970. Chuck specializes in working with people who are either retired or close to retiring, and he focuses on protection of principal and tax strategies to minimize your taxes. Call right now and get Chuck's retirement report. It's packed full of information on generating more income during retirement, how to leave more to your heirs, and so much more. 503-253-3000. Chuck Price, Price Financial Group Wealth Management, on the web at pfgwm.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Coulson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Coulson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercoulson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercoulson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Coulson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
Do you have a tax question? Here's your opportunity to ask the tax investigator, Kevin Stege, CPA and partner of the Baker Coulson CPA firm. You can call Kevin at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now here's the CPA with the tax answers, CPA Kevin Stege.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified, and we've had a great caller call in and a good segment here by Carl to revamp the world of power of attorneys and create a registry, although I might have to be your first slight dissenting vote about your registry and having any personal information online after the IRS debacle this last week.
Yeah, but you notice Carl had that attorneys and power thing going. You know, attorney power, power of attorney. Anyway.
Yeah. Very true, very true. So if you hadn't heard yet, the IRS has an app out there called Get Transcript. It's a Get Transcript app. I have the IRS To Go app on my phone.
I thought it was Get Free Money.
Well, that's another program. I have the IRS To Go app on my phone, and that's basically lets you jump on there and, you know, where's my refund, and I think you get some news tidbits sent to you and stuff.
The refund went somewhere like in, you know, Clackistan or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
You know, so.
that's right. But this apparently is a different app called Get Transcript. And apparently they did not have enough security questions or security measures to keep people who have your basic information from entering it in and getting a full copy of your tax transcript. And apparently 200,000 attempts were made, and I believe they say approximately 100,000 transcripts were obtained. Over the course since about February till about now, they finally discovered it. The drawback to having that happen is now somebody has your full tax information and can use that for specifically tax identity theft, where they can jump online right when the e-file season opens before you even have your tax forms and file a tax return under your name and get I'm assuming a substantial refund. Usually they don't have balance dues on those types of gimmicks. So anyway, I think I had myself personally, I think I had two clients this year that were probably victims of somebody filing before they filed. And so we went through the steps of there's an additional tax identity theft form that you file with your tax return, so on and so forth. And they have measures to help prevent some of this, but so who did this happen to? We won't know until this next week. They'll start sending letters out. Hopefully you're not one of them. But if you are, follow the letters. They'll do some credit reporting for you, and they'll probably lock down your e-file, I would assume. That would seem reasonable to me. If they knew that this information went out, that they would lock it down and give you a specific PIN number to use so that you can e-file your return at the appropriate timeline. So that is that. If you have any questions on it, give us a call, 503-417-7626 or 800-990-0750. And I'm going to, on the Tax Investigator today, finish up. This is going to be part two on the home sale exclusion from carryover from last week. And this is kind of what I was angling for last week. And I think it's a section of the home sale exclusion that a lot of people don't know. And frankly, it's kind of enlightening or entertaining if you find tax code as such.
Only CPs get excited over tax code, Kevin.
This is true. This is true. So we know that there's a $250,000, or we'll just use the $500,000 married couple exclusion. If you sell your home, you've owned it for 2 out of 5 years, and you've lived in it for 2 out of 5 years, and you sell it, you can exclude up to $500,000 of gain. Well, what if you don't or haven't lived in the home for 2 out of the last 5 years? Well, there is a proration of the exclusion. And these rules are very interesting, and
I've never heard that before.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And what constitutes an acceptable excuse to use these reduced exclusion rules? So basically, if you don't meet the 2-year ownership or use test, then there are 3 safe harbors. One is if the cause of you not meeting that test is a change in place of employment, a health-related reason, or, and my favorite, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, unforeseen circumstances. Yes, and that is that has a few yes.
Litigate and prosper.
The attorney just lit up. The attorney lit up. So briefly, a change in place of employment. If you have to move over 50 miles from your current place of employment, that is a substantial reason enough right there to get the proration of the exclusion. The health safe harbor would be if you need to obtain, provide, or facilitate the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, or treatment of a disease, illness, or injury of a qualified individual. And it doesn't even have to be a dependent. It can be your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, sister-in-law, uncle, aunt, nephew, niece, cousin. They have a list of them here. Stepmother.
Jake.
But you'd have to be under dog. You'd have to be under care. They'd have to be under your care, though, wouldn't they?
Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
If you're moving, it's pretty lenient. If you're moving because of that, and it's to help facilitate you to care for them, you to be closer to them, they're with you, so on and so forth, it's a benefit to you. And then lastly here, the unforeseen circumstance safe harbor exclusion. So what is going to be an unforeseen circumstance? We'll start with what is not. What is not is your preference for a different home. You didn't like the home you bought. That does not qualify. Or if you an improvement in financial circumstances and you want a bigger home, more rooms, you want the pool, that also doesn't qualify. But an unforeseen circumstance can be a natural or a man-made disaster, an act of terrorism, anything that happened along those lines, obviously. If there is a death in the family, if there is a loss of a job to where you are eligible for unemployment, that's an unforeseen circumstance. Divorce or legal separation, that's unforeseen. How about this one? Multiple births resulting from the same pregnancy. Sounds like twins to me, triplets, so on and so forth. So that, maybe you need to expand your home. Maybe you need to, have better living quarters for all the new kids coming up. So
I don't think Chuck and I are going to really worry about that.
I'm not going to worry about that one.
Okay. And then here's a couple interesting ones. These are private letter rulings that qualified for the unforeseen circumstance. Now, private letter ruling is when you send in your circumstances to the IRS, you pay a bunch of money and say, hey, does this qualify? Criminal activity in the neighborhood. If you didn't know that that was happening,
suddenly gangs moved in and you didn't want to get out of the area.
Exactly. Let's see. Excess airport noise.
Those count.
That counts. Yeah, that's right.
So how's this pro rata work?
Ah, very good question. Well, I will get to that after.
How about the crazy neighbor? The threatening
neighbor. That
would
be bad neighborhood.
Well, exactly. If your child is being harassed or bullied, that's one of the private letter rulings by the neighborhood kids. So basically how this works is, say you have $100,000 a gain on your home, and you only lived in that home for 6 months, so you only qualify for 25% of the exclusion. Now, if we were prorating the gain and you only lived there 25% of the allowable time, you'd have to pay tax on $25,000. But we're not prorating gain. We're prorating the exclusion. So So as a married couple, you have a $500,000 exclusion. You've only lived there 6 months. 25% of $500,000 is $125,000 exclusion. And so now you've been able to exclude all of your $100,000 gain.
But they're only using the 2 year. They're not using 2 out of 5. So they're only doing the 2 year because...
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, because if you live there 3 years, you don't qualify.
Right. Your denominator is two years.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is
That's pretty lenient. I mean, that's one of the more lenient rules.
It does. And those were just the safe harbors. And now there's just a flat-out facts and circumstances where if you've got a reasonable deal, you can use that.
You know, I think there's a certain irony when they use the term safe harbor, which the code does a lot of times, usually thinks that you have these are, if you get these specific things, you qualify.
Yeah.
But that last rule, the unforeseen circumstance rule, just screams no such thing.
Well, listen, if you want to join in this conversation, give us a quick call. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Investing Simplified. So if you got a question, you better call in now, 503-417-7626 or toll free 800-990-0750. We'll be right back with the Knowledge Trust.
Price Financial Group, wealth. Investing Simplified.
When you have questions about your health, you go to a doctor, right? But when it comes to your financial health, like what investments will give you the best return, why are you talking to your spouse's cousin Lou? You need Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Chuck Price knows investing is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about what's best for your financial health. Sure, investing can be complex, but like your medical doctor, Chuck Price makes the complex simple, so you understand exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. Sign up for our free newsletter and see our free videos at AskTheFinancialDoctor.com or call 503-253-3000 and make an appointment for a free financial checkup. We'll give you the facts and our honest advice. Then make your own decision. Nothing against your spouse's cousin Lou, but we've been helping people for over 40 years.
We do Investing Simplified.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Call 503-253-3000.
We do Investing Simplified.
Hi, everybody. Chuck Price, the financial doctor here. If you're between ages 58 and 68, choosing Social Security benefits at the right time is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You get one chance to get it right. After 12 months, there are no do-overs. 74% of Americans receive reduced benefits. Get your free report on 44 Social Security secrets at pfgwm.com. Social Security is often one of the largest and most mismanaged assets in your retirement income plan. Claiming benefits sounds easy. So is leaving up to $250,000 of your money with the government, or reducing your benefits up to 76% over your life expectancy. For this vital information, go online to pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
We do Investing Simplified.
How often do you have a checkup? Annually? Only when you're not feeling your best? Or are you one who waits until there is an emergency condition? High blood pressure, rapid pulse, or sleepless nights could be the result of your investment portfolio or no estate plan. But there is a specialist ready to offer you a checkup on your financial health.
Hey, Gene, Dr. Price.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor and author of Investing Simplified, is offering you a free financial checkup. Whether you're asking for a second opinion, a complete financial physical, or investment stress test, Chuck Price, the financial doctor, can help diagnose your money ailments and prescribe a prudent path towards healthy investments and peace of mind. Call 503-253-3000 to schedule your financial checkup or on the web at pfgwm.com. That's pfgwm.com. You'll feel better.
What you don't know can hurt you. Get that investing question or that legal question or even a tax question answered now. Call the Knowledge Trust at 503-417-7626. That's 503-417-7626. Now here's Chuck, Carl, and Kevin, the Knowledge Trust.
I think we're on, yeah. Got to give it to you. That was really a great, great tax tip, because that's something I have never, ever heard.
Yeah, that'll save you some bucks.
That'll save you some bucks, and if you happen to fall into that situation, you know, it can really help a lot of people. And Carl's idea on the power of attorney, to kind of get back to that, is, you know, one of the things, Carl, you and I have struggled with our clients is the HIPAA law.
And
where they require a certain age on power of attorneys, it just becomes a very hard thing to deal with financial institutions, sometimes hospitals even, because they have to follow the regulations.
They have to follow the rules, and it's frustrating. You know, and that's an interesting thing, you know, with powers of attorney. They are very frustrating, but and I don't anticipate seeing my registry anytime soon, so I would suggest that the best way to handle that, quite frankly, to protect everybody, would be to, while you're capable, go down to the bank where you have your bills paid. You can use one bank account to pay your bills. Put your most trusted person on as power of attorney at the bank, and then leave it alone. And that way, at least, if an emergency comes up, that person has authority to do it. And that's about as good as you can get.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, the tip there on the real estate, boy, for anybody who is a real estate person, or, you know, most people own a home, it is great advice. Very good.
Yeah.
You know, speaking about that, if you want to find out about Social Security, on my website, there's a seminar on demand, particularly if you're between 58 and 68 and you have not started taking your Social Security yet. Of course, you can't take it till you're 62. But this is the time to plan for it, time to facilitate and make sure you take advantage of every dollar you can get, because it goes as long as you live. So you want to get as high a payment as you can get. And so you can go on there and find it. The other thing I would suggest to Kevin, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, how do they do it?
We're at baker-colson.com. Our phone number is 503-666-5569. And we're located at 2414 Northeast Division.
And you also have a newsletter as well that
we
they
do.
Can sign up for.
Absolutely.
Yep. And they can do that right on your website.
On our website, that's correct.
Okay. And Carl, how about you?
On the web, we're at warrenallen.com, and our telephone number is 503-255-8795, and we're located conveniently one block north of Gleason on 122nd Avenue.
Okay, and we're at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, right off the 205. And you can reach us at 877-50-PRICE if you're long distance. And in Portland at 503-253-3000. I would suggest you go to all of our websites. We have various information there. A lot of our stuff is linked that you can find information off of. But I got to tell you right now, I really think you need to, if you're not signed up for our free newsletter, you can sign up for it and just email us at askchuck@pfgwm.com. We'll put you on our email list, or you can go on the website and sign up for it and get it, because we're going to be giving you information each week, I think, that is valuable information for you as an investor, whether you're using a financial advisor or not. The other thing I would say is take advantage of our free financial checkup. If you're investing and you're investing in the market, before you sign your money up to buy that 10-year annuity where you're tying your money up for 10 years, or you're buying an investment where you're tied up, get a second opinion. I don't care whether it's with us or somebody else, but get a second opinion. It never hurts to get a second opinion. If I went into my doctor and he said I had terminal cancer, the first thing, and I've had my doctor for a long time, the first thing I would do is go get a second opinion. And the same thing about your finances. Well, we'll be back next week with Investing Simplified. Guys, have a great weekend. You got things planned?
No.
Okay.
Golf.
Golf. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Price.
Price Financial Group, Wealth Management. We do investing simplified. Price Financial Group, Wealth.